Gulf leaders today worry that Washington will not be there to guarantee their security over the next generation, whether due to shrinking troop levels and budget cutbacks, or the pivot to Asia, or a new American approach to Iran. Saudi Arabia's Turad Al-Amri is a former fighter pilot in the Saudi Air Force who studied international relations in Phoenix, Arizona. He's now a leading voice on Gulf policy and strategy due to his widely read column in the Saudi-owned newspaper Al-Hayat.
The Gulf, they are perceiving a threat from unstable countries. If the United States didn't guarantee the security of the Gulf states by certain conditions on Iraq, on Iran, on Israel, then it will be very dangerous. The Gulf people, they will feel they are betrayed by the United States.
There's always been tension between Gulf leaders and Washington, as Al-Amri suggests, and that's due in part to the difference in political systems. Gulf leaders don't run for office. They think decades ahead when they formulate policies, whereas in the U.S. system, policies are more vulnerable to the ebb and flow of voter demands.
People don't trust much the United States because the pragmatism within the United States, the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, the economic problem within the United States and Europe after 2008-2009, give a feeling that the United States care about their own interests, and therefore they choose to abandon their allies. The most important shift happened a few months ago when the United States decided to go to the other side of the Gulf and make a deal with Iran. That's a real nail in the coffin of the relations.
The Obama administration is now negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program. Should the two sides cut a deal and end their three decades of mutual hostility, Gulf leaders worry the U.S. will accept a new Iranian hegemony over their region. And so the Gulf states and their new ally, Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, are trying to put together new arms agreements with China, Russia, and other powers. They're trying to anticipate a possible reduction of American military support, says Turad al-Amri.
Egypt, for instance, are getting some armed deals with Russia. And Saudi Arabia, a long time ago, about 20 or 25 years ago, have seek some assistance from China with regard to the missiles. Now, if the United States now decide and the Gulf states confirm their intention that they will be left alone, so they have no other alternative but to go to different powers such as Russia or China.
And if the American military footprint does diminish there, Al-Amri says, they'll have to choose. They'll have to choose between cutting their own deal with Iran or building a new military coalition to counter Iran on their own.
Saudi and Iranian, they are now testing the water in order to have a good relations, A. B, Saudi Arabia, they are having their alternative plan with Egypt, Pakistan, in addition to United Arab Emirates and Kuwait, to do some kind of alliance that might balance the power in the Gulf.
And that possible alliance, in which the Gulf states and Egypt band together with nuclear-armed and unstable Pakistan to create a new deterrent, could be dangerous.